So I have a 3-year-old daughter, or nearly 3-year-old daughter. And my best friend, who happens to be a poet, who shall remain nameless, begged me not to write any poems about kids, ever. Okay, which he usually finds exceedingly sentimental. So of course, you know, I disobeyed him immediately. But this is actually not a poem about kids. It's really a poem about the inside of my head. Which, considering the amount of time I was spending on the playground, was deeply confused. It's called Bewitched Playground. The poem mentions the Japanese haiku master, Basho. And there are two lines in the poem that are actually lines from his journal about the death of his mother. Bewitched Playground. Each could picture, probably with great care, his brother drawing the corded string of a cherry silk bag and mumbling to Basho above the keepsake, "Pay your respects to mother's white hair. Now your eyebrows look a little white too." But all have turned instead to watch this child, a girl, my daughter, an astute migrant, skimming the stream of days, toted wherever she wants to, eat the dirt of inattentive towns, to arm wrestle as with the blind, and steal a stoic, shipping him home. All have turned and run to her because she has a spider on her neck. She has seen herself. Though blindfolded by a cloud, the sun is a yellow jacket, drowning in a cup of coffee she carries, a spider in her hair, blonde and blonder, dear river. I explained in a class today that there's also a line in that poem that makes reference to a song by children's singer Rafi, you know, which I was hearing over and over again. It's the thing about the spider. Except it kind of goes, there's a spider in her hair, in her hair. There's a spider in her hair, in her hair. There's a spider in her hair. So on.